100 years ago today, in New York City, an American hero was born. An American folk hero. A folk music giant named Pete Seeger. Few musicians were as well known by multiple generations as Pete Seeger. If you've ever sung Where Have All the Flowers Gone, or If I Had a Hammer, or Turn, 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 you've sung a Pete Seeger song. Now, the conversation we had went a little bit longer than in my usual interview. This segment of Now I've Heard Everything is a little bit longer than I normally do, but trust me, you're going to want to listen to the great Pete Seeger. I met him in the summer of 1993.
You don't need a whole lot of machinery when you perform, do you?
I have my banjo and a guitar, and I do have a microphone if I'm singing to a large crowd. But I like to approximate the feeling of singing around the supper table, around home. I often sing sitting down instead of standing up. My brother-in-law, Ewan McCall, the English Scottish singer, used to always sing sitting down. He says, and if I have a bottle of beer near me, that all the better.
But you know, it occurs to me also that we've come to figure that the words are the words, and you can't change the words, and the music is the music. You can't change the music.
Well, that's the whole purpose of my book. My book is to show that you can change songs. You don't have to, but if you get an idea for adding a verse, it's what Woody Guthrie did. There's an old gospel hymn. You gotta walk that lonesome valley. You gotta walk it by yourself. Nobody here can walk it for you. You gotta walk the lonesome valley by yourself. And he added a word. We used to sing it when we were singing for the CIO unions back in the 1930s, the dirty 30s. Oh, though the road be rough and rocky, and the hills be steep and high, we can sing as we go marching, and we'll win that one big union by and by. Woody thought of union in the broad, broad sense of all the hard-working people of the world. Different colors, different skins, and different customs, different languages. But he looked forward to all of us thinking of ourselves as one big family. When he went into the hospital with an incurable disease, the nurse said, Mr. Guthrie, I have to fill out this form. What religion are you? He said, all. Mr. Guthrie, don't kid around. I've got to fill out this form. Are you Protestant, Catholic? Your wife's Jewish? Are you Jewish? All or none, said Woody. All or none.
Woody Guthrie, of course, gave us This Land Is Your Land, which Pete Seeger helped popularize.
He was hitchhiking from California to New York and probably thought of verses as he went along. He heard on the jukeboxes the song God Bless America, and his original verse said, God blessed America for me. But over the next 9 years, he wrote it in 1940, over the next 9 years, he tinkered with it and changed the last line to what we know it. God, this land was made for you and me. And changed the verses slightly, added some verses, and in 1949 recorded it for a microscopically small recording company. I mean, if they sold all of 500 or 1,000 records, they thought they were doing good. But his records got into some of the schools, and some of the teachers said, this is the song our kids love. Next thing you know, the song was in the school songbooks. This song has never been on the top 40. Do you realize not even when Bruce Springsteen recorded it has not been on the top 40? But it got in the school songbooks, and the kids took it home. They took it to summer camp. They took it to church, Sunday school, and my guess is there's a rare American who has not heard, this land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island.
From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water, this land was made for you and me.
Now there's another song that's become part of the American fabric. Pete Seeger didn't write it. Doesn't know who did. But his name is on the copyright. the copyright on We Shall Overcome.
No one knows for sure how old that song is. Some people think it's less than 100 years old because there's a hymn book written by a famous gospel writer, Reverend Charles Tindley. But I know others are convinced that Tindley's song came second and that this is actually a 19th century spiritual which could have been improvised by somebody illiterate or thought of by somebody while they were picking cotton in the field with the overseer's lash over their head. And they'd come across that line in the Bible, if you believe in me, you will overcome. And whatever it is, in 1946, there was a strike. 300 people, mostly black, mostly women, the American Tobacco Company in Charleston, South Carolina. And it was a long, bitter strike, and to keep their spirits up on the picket line, they probably had a little fire to warm their hands, and standing around the fire, they'd sing hymns. Lucille Simmons, one of the strikers, liked to sing it slow. People said, oh, here comes Lucille, now we're going to hear that song sung slower than anybody ever sung it. She had a beautiful alto voice. She changed one word from I to we, because that's the big thing of a union. It says we can't get what we need if we don't stick together. So it's we, we. Lucille Simmons changed I to we, and a group of the strikers visited a labor school called Highlander up in Tennessee. And the woman at Highlander, Zilphia Horton by name, heard this song, we will overcome. And late in 46 or early 47, she teaches it to me. I didn't have her voice. I played a banjo behind it. Oom chinka oom chinka oom chinka oom chinka oom chinka oom. I taught it to people up here. I sang it in town hall. I went out west, sang it in California. It came to two young friends of mine. And they played their banjos and sang it. One of them, in 1960, his name was Guy Carawan, got a job at Highlander. Zilphia Horton had died, and one of the jobs Guy did in 1960 was organize a weekend workshop on singing in the movement. What did that mean? Well, people in the civil rights movement came from Virginia and Texas and Florida. There must have been 70 of them. And they sang through different songs, and they came to this song. They said, Guy, you got a great song. Sing that again. But you don't have the rhythm right. That oom-chinka-oom-chinka-oom, that's not the right rhythm. They gave it the Motown soul beat. We shall overcome. Three short beats, not four. One, two, three, one, two. We shall overcome. No one knows who changed it from will to shall. Lucille Simmons sang will, because that was the original song, I Will Overcome. Might have been me with my Harvard education. So Guy taught it as shall. And although some people occasionally sang it other ways.
But ultimately you had to get a copyright on it, though.
Oh, in New York City. I sing it at Town Hall. Guy Carawan sang it at Carnegie Hall. And publishers said to him and me, we both knew the same publisher, said, you know, if you don't copyright this, why, it's going to be mistreated. Somebody may have a Hollywood version. Come on, baby, you and me will overcome tonight. In a society where everything has to be owned, if it's not owned, it gets mistreated. Look what's happened to the air and the water. So Guy and I and his friend Frank signed a contract with a publisher, three white men, and we added Zilphia Horton to it. Her husband, although she was dead, her husband signed for her and put her name on the copyright. We didn't know Lucille Simmons' name. We didn't at that time. We didn't know about Reverend Tindley's song at that time. So the copyright was just for four white people for a song which is really a song which was put together mainly by black people.
And now in the early 1950s, Pete Seeger was a member of the Weavers, who were blacklisted during the McCarthy era.
Why aren't you, you know, you're a man whose ancestors fought in the Revolutionary War. You've been here. You're as quintessential an American as the definition American permits. Why aren't you more bitter at the way you were treated in the 50s?
Bitterness is a waste of time. And I've made a lot of mistakes. Anybody who's lived long has made a lot of mistakes. And if I'm bitter at all, it's because I was so stupid as not to recognize some of my mistakes earlier. I was not a good father. I left my wife not just to keep care of the house, but raise three children while I was off singing here and singing there and singing somewhere else. And there were long times. We live in a rather isolated place, way up on the side of a mountain, and the dogs would be barking furiously, and she'd wonder, is there some man outside? What am I? I'm here all alone. It took great courage for her. I dedicate the book to her. And in the end, I have a song I made up for her, which kind of sums up my political philosophy these days. Do I have time to sing it to
you? Sure, feel free.
For her birthday a year or two ago, her grandchildren and I sang, "My grandma, she can make a soup with a little of this and that. She can feed the whole sloop group with a little of this and that. Stone soup, you know the story. Stone soup, who needs the glory? But with grandma's cooking, no need to worry. Just a little of this and that. Grandma knows we can build a future with a little of this and that. And a few arguments never, never hurt you with a little of this and that. True, this world's in a hell of a fix. Some say oil and water don't mix, but they don't know a salad maker's tricks with a little of this and that." And I honestly do believe that if there's a human race here in a couple hundred years, it'll be because billions of people did not sit back and wait for their leaders to do something, but said, "I got to do something. Can't do much, but I got to do something." And right in their home community, they do something. They bring people together in some way.
And Pete Seeger was sure that music and song would help.
I would like to see people singing even when they're not with friends they know. I'd like to see people singing while they're waiting for the bus. Just us, waiting for the bus, just us, waiting for the bus, just us, waiting for the bus, Mr. Driver, won't you please come soon? Haven't finished writing the song, but I may. It would be... Or singing on the bus. I'd occasionally hear children. A year and a half ago, I was in a New York City street bus, and a little girl was singing, "The wheels of the bus go round." No, "Wheels of the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. Wheels of the bus go round and round, all over town." That's it. And she had learned it in nursery school, and she and her daddy were making up new verses. The wipers of the bus go back and forth, and the driver of the bus says, "Move on back, move on back." And the mommies on the bus say, "Hush, keep still, hush, keep still, hush, keep still." And then she added a verse, "When daddy's on the bus, he reads, 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 reads."
Pete Seeger died in 2014. President Barack Obama at that time said Seeger was America's tuning fork. I'm Bill Thompson, and now I've heard everything.